Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it on to our children in the bloodstream. The only way they can inherit the freedom we have known is if we fight for it, protect it, defend it, and then hand it to them with the well-taught lessons of how they in their lifetime must do the same.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Uncommon Sense, the most uncommon place on the internet, where we question everything and learn together. I am your host, Billy the Kid, and
I am Uncle Budge. Hey, welcome
and he's
back.
Frozen again. Hold that.
I'm froze.
Every time. Like becoming the normal.
It's my way of breakdancing, so I apologize. But welcome back to the show. And all you new people, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching. We really appreciate it. It helps us out. There's the word that we're trying to get out to the state of Oregon and to the rest of the world as well.
All right.
We're having new effects in the studio, as you can tell.
Oh, you're framed. You've been framed.
I've been framed.
Okay.
This joking close.
Oopsie.
All right.
Alrighty. What are we talking about today, Billy?
Well, we have a lot to talk about today. So let's see how quick we can get through it all. Because there is a plethora of news here in Oregon that I think really needs to be talked about.
Oh, yes.
But, was it this one? Oh, before we, this was something I wanted to bring up a little bit before we really get into what's going on with Measure 114 and its trial.
And Measure 110.
And Measure 110 as well.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that today as well.
And we're going to do a couple of kind of short reaction here. We will be recording an after show.
Right.
So
and
be sure to check that out on
Rumble
because our after shows are uncensored.
Sometimes boring. Mostly entertaining though.
Sometimes. So well I actually have a plan for this one though.
Oh.
For us to react to something interesting going on with Maui, and I want us to be able to be free to talk about it however we feel
right.
We need to talk about it. So,
and that'll be on the after show, so please tune in.
And it probably won't be up for a couple of days, depending on how well it goes. Depends on whether or not I'll be clipping it up. So, anyways, okay, let's get on with the show here. Sorry.
Yeah. There we go. You wanted to talk about this.
Yeah, I want to go over this first.
Can you zoom in a little bit?
Democrats. Yeah, up here.
There you go.
Let's see how it looks. How does it look on there for you?
Give it a moment here. I'll zoom in. There we go.
I can zoom in a little bit more.
That's a lot better. Now I'll go back one.
Go back one?
Yeah. There we go. Yeah, you can read that.
I think.
That's too zoomed in.
A little bit too much. Okay, we'll go back to one picture.
Come back one.
Okay, here we go. Senate Majority Office, House Majority Office. Oregon, August 21st, 2023.
There you go, right there.
Democrats take action to protect Oregon communities. Do they, though? Today, the Oregon Legislature's public safety champions joined Governor Tina Kotek, as she signed a slew of bills aimed at protecting Oregonians' safety in communities across the state. Now, this has to do with a bill that we've already talked about on the channel. I'm not sure which one it was or how long ago it was. A couple, 3 weeks ago or so.
Right.
Anyway, House Bill 2005.
Yeah, pay attention, folks.
Preventing?
Because we're going to learn together today.
That's right. It's just how we do, man. Okay, so preventing gun crimes. That's their goal,
Well, you ever notice how, I don't mean to cut you off real quick, but you ever notice how they always use fear tactics? It's gun crimes.
Well, gun crimes they're here to protect
no matter who has weapons.
We're from the government and we're here to help.
Right.
Because they're good at that, right? FEMA. They're so good at helping people. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. They're so great. Okay, how are we coming through on the audio real quick before we go on too much further?
Oh, let me see here. I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay, we're good.
We're good on the audio.
Okay, ghost guns. Yeah, we went over what ghost guns are.
Right.
So, and we'll probably get into a little bit again, but let's go ahead and read this. Ghost guns are, yeah, well, it says here, unserialized and undetectable, making them the gun of choice for gun traffickers, violent criminals. Keep these in mind, by the way. And people who legally prohibited from buying firearms. That highlighting is actually kind of throwing me off right now. So. HB 2005 prohibits the sale, manufacturing, or importing of ghost guns. This legislation will take on gun violence, help law enforcement do their jobs,
and
prioritize public safety, all while respecting responsible gun ownership.
That's right.
Yeah. How well is that going for them? Okay, so that's
well.
Really just a highlight. I want you guys to keep that in mind, that they are currently trying to pass this HB, or she signed it through, whatever.
House Bill 2005.
I like saying it that way. 2005 is like, you know, the year before my brother graduated, so it sounds like a year to me rather than a bill number. So, plus it sounds more official when I say it like 2005.
Oh.
Copy? No.
That's 2005 over.
Alright. Over and out. No. Alright. So, with that, hey, I know a Roger. I know a few Rogers. What's he got to do with it?
I know a couple Rogers.
You want to fight about it?
And you know what? They're a bunch of introverts. They never go out.
They never go anywhere.
Yeah. So, I don't know why they always say Roger out. Roger over, out. Out over and Roger. Out. Roger that.
Oh, I have my cup backwards.
Why Roger? Why is it Roger that?
Yeah. Why isn't it Alfred that? Yeah. Or William?
Brutus.
Bedazzled. Found it in the driveway, and I was like,
"My great niece's tricycle's out." You've been bedazzled. So anyway,
my favorite killer.
Let's talk about ghost guns for.
Okay, sorry. Let's talk about actually keep the ghost guns in mind though.
Okay.
While we're going over this, because Measure 114 has been in trial.
Right.
Because it's a, you know.
Both sides have been heard at this point.
Because it was such a good idea, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the state trial against Measure.
That's always a good idea.
Yeah. But they don't see it that way. So, for those in the public that don't see it that way, we're here to help you find some perspective.
Right. We're and here please, for a little bit.
Do not take that as an insult. We are all here to question everything and learn together. And yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The state trial against Measure 114 has concluded. One attorney defending gun rights faced off against an army of state hacks and did a dang good job.
Aye, my dear.
Cheers. Throughout the trial, the judge had some hard questions for the state lawyers, whose job we did not envy. Towards the end of the days of proceedings, the Ninth Circuit Court decision came in striking down California's magazine ban. The timing was another blow to the state's failing efforts to reinvent the Second Amendment.
Right.
In the closing moments of the trial, the judge complimented GOA's lawyer, Tony
Aiello,
for the excellent job that he did. The judge now has about 60 days to reach a decision. While it is always risky to predict how a judge will rule, we think the trial went as well as possible, considering the state has endless resources and supporters of the Constitution have to pay for their lawyer and the state's as well.
That's right.
Okay, so they are very hopeful. Meanwhile, the Oregon Firearms Federation federal lawsuit moves forward in the Ninth Circuit, where we believe all these battles will end up eventually. The defeat of California
of the California
ban is a very positive sign for that fight. So, this is basically just saying that they are very hopeful that everything is going to work out for the best of law-abiding citizens of America.
Right.
Okay. It's that time of year. My bad.
April.
I know. Shut up. I was going to do that this morning. Okay, so I'm going to kind of skip down here. Remember the House Republicans did not walk out even when they faced no liability for doing so. As a result, they allowed some terrible legislation to pass, including HB 2005, the so-called ghost gun bill. They also protected their own political futures and in Iverson's case, the chance to move up to the Senate where she can continue to cave to the Democrats' agenda in the upper house. You may also recall that Iverson promised a lawsuit against HB 2005, which they allowed to pass. Okay, just renoting that. At this point, there is no indication that that promise was anything more than just a mirage.
That's right.
Iverson has been replaced by Jeff Helfrich. We cannot predict what his leadership will bring. We can only hope that his experience will provide a willingness to fight, which has been sadly missing in the Oregon House for years.
That's right. We need someone that's going to stand up and fight for our values, not sit there and bow or kowtow down to somebody else.
And frankly, it seems like the only person in Oregon leadership that has fought for us
right.
on a regular basis is Dennis Lithgow.
Yeah. That's right.
Thank the Lord for Dennis Lithgow, huh?
That's right.
Okay, and that one was from the 21st, right? Or the 27th. That one was from the 27th. This one was the 22nd. So, oh, this was a different thing. I didn't really mean to pull up. Oh, well. Anyway. It's there for... It's also in the links because I just went through all these and linked them. Right. So, this has somewhat to do with it, but it was prior to. So, if I was going to talk about it, I should have done it first. But, anyways, it's in the description below if you guys want to check that out. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and move on over here to the toughest gun control in the nation. Emerges out of the shadows and into court. This is Langley Outdoors talking about...
Gun control.
Measure 114.
Yep.
Specifically. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this was about 12 days ago. You ready?
Yep.
Sisters, I am Braden. This is Langley Outdoors Academy, the place where we not only talk about what's going on in the gun world, but also how we're going to fix it together. And today, we're going to talk about what's upcoming this week in Oregon. Now, Measure 114 was the new hotness after the last election in November, and Oregon was bragging and boasting around the fact that they were the toughest gun regulations in the entire United States until they got smoked at a state level by a judge who you're going to think is very familiar in 1 second because it is coming back around again. The actual court date is approaching this week, and we are going to break down everything right now. Everything is linked in the description box below, and I can't wait to hear from you guys and send this one out so we're all aware of what's going on. And of course, make sure you hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and turn the notification bell on. We are driving all the Second Amendment every single day, twice a day, and we'd love to have you along for the ride. And thank you for that consideration. All right, my brothers and sisters, so as I mentioned...
And if you guys aren't subscribed to him yet,
please do,
because he is always full of information on what's going on with our Second Amendment.
He's up to date on the latest legislation. And
from all over the country.
From all over the country, so... He stays informed, and by watching him, it keeps us informed as well.
Another one to check out is Washington gun law, especially for those of us on the western side of things along the West Coast. He does a lot of coverage for that, as well as sometimes he'll get into stuff going on in Idaho and whatnot. Right. But he mainly focuses on the West Coast.
And today we are going to talk about Measure 114, the Oregon ballot measure, gun control extraordinaire. And for the source that I've got a article from the AP, but I want to dive in to our returning sponsor, Ground.News. You guys responded so well. They're back and hold the media accountable, which is why I partnered with them. And now let's get into this. And thank you to them. I love having them on board. Okay. So, as I mentioned, I showed you the article in question. Well, here's the summation, and I'm going to show you something that might remind you of something. Check this out, because you guys are on it. Now, this came out today. Portland, Oregon, and an Oregon judge is set to decide whether a gun control law approved by voters in November violates the state's constitution in a trial that started Monday. Now, there's two things I want to hit on really heavily here before we get into the Oregon. One, this is a state level. There's federal and there's state. The federal one is with the Judge Emmergut, who did the mental gymnastics, who just made it her own and said it was constitutional. And then there's the state one. The state one is what we're talking about here. This is under a judge named Rascio. This is massive because he granted a TRO in December of last year. We covered it extensively. Well, wouldn't you know it? Funny enough, the court date's coming. It's the exact same guy. This is key because prior... He had already granted a temporary restraining order saying you can't enforce this because it's an infringement. Well, now we're going to get an entire court hearing. Okay, let's get into this. So, here's from December 8th. Harney County judge temporary blocks Oregon firearms measure. The Oregon Department of Justice intends to dispute that ruling, but for now, sales will proceed.
And the thing that we just read, that's what they were talking about, was the Harney County thing.
Right.
So,
that was back in December of 2022 when it got stuffed. Here's what happened at that time. A Harney County judge on Tuesday issued a temporary restraining order that halts a voter-approved firearm measure from going into effect Thursday. The order by Circuit Court Judge Robert Rascio came in response to a lawsuit filed last week by Gun Owners of America based in Virginia and a related organization, the Gun Owners Foundation, along with Joseph Arnold and Cliff Asmussen, two Harney County firearm owners. The lawsuit seeks to block Measure 114, which will ban the sale of high-capacity firearm magazines, and put a permit system in place for firearm purchases that requires buyers to undergo a training course with law enforcement certified instructor. So this is bad on many, many, many...
So many levels.
Yeah.
So many.
But it's under a TRO right now. The exact same judge who granted the TRO and said it was likely to succeed on the merits for the plaintiffs is now going to hear the exact...
What is TRO stand for again?
Temporary restraining order.
Yes, okay.
Same case. You see what we're what's actually in balance here. This is not federal. This is state level. But now, that's where we've been. Let's go back to now, because this is just a reminder of what AP is covering. The law requires people to undergo a criminal background check and complete a gun safety training course to obtain a permit to buy a gun. It also bans high-capacity magazines holding more than 10 rounds. And this...
We don't even really get into that right now. Just...
Yeah.
Just let that sink in a little bit.
Yeah.
This is fascinating, because what the state is going to do... is they're going to try to split hairs and say that, well, you don't need 30-round magazines to defend yourself. You could have 10-round magazine to defend yourself. It's not constitutionally protected. That's one of the angles that they're going to go. Never mind the whole idea that you have to have a permit to have the privilege of a right that you have. So they put one of your rights behind a permitting scheme, which decides if you do or do not get your firearm. That's the whole point of why they allowed it federal with the Judge Immergut. She said that, well... there's plenty of shall-ish or may-issue regimes, and it's perfectly fine because it's the exact same. It's a little bit different because that was concealed carry. She's talking about firearm ownership, which is clearly a violation. Now,
Yes, it is.
Clearly.
Yep.
Although it could be argued that the other one was also a violation. However, this is a more blatant violation.
The reason that this is so big is because if this falls right here in the Oregon state level, you've now got basically conflicting decisions. You've got state level that says no, you've got federal that says yes. It's going higher.
Right.
Now, if you go even and extrapolate even further, they've pushed the ball too far, because if you look at an FOID from Illinois, you have to have a FOID to have the gun. Okay, well, that would be a license to own. That's where they got the idea from. But if they go too far on that, it now calls their gun control into question. Just like the New Mexico sensitive places ban that now has taken place
right.
calls New York and California sensitive places into question.
Right. Yeah.
There's a lot of questioning going on around the Second Amendment right now in those big cities because, well, that just happened in Arizona.
Well, let's see.
And it's really... It's waking people up to how much their rights have been infringed upon.
Right. And these sensitive places they're talking about are what is also labeled as gun-free zones.
Keep that in mind, huh?
Biden, who implemented that and passed that
when
he was still a senator.
Mm-hmm.
We find that most mass shootings...
Well, and Hillary Clinton...
Yeah, him and Hillary Clinton. Most mass shootings that come about are in gun-free zones because they know that nobody's there to fire back upon them. That's like going into a fight.
The unfortunate events at schools. Those schools were not armed. Have you ever seen one of those Christian schools where all the teachers are armed? Have they ever... had that sort of thing happen to them?
Right. I've seen that.
Of course, they don't broadcast that much either.
No.
That, you know, those are out there.
Right.
Just stuff to keep in mind, you know?
Yeah. Right, yeah. Right.
Same thing. The theme is showing up again and again and again that the more that they push this, the more egregious the infringement, the more it's going to ruin the party for all the other gun controllers. That's why this is so big. Now, let's continue. Because here's what they're saying. This case is not about public health. public safety, or public concerns, said Tony Aiello Jr. This is about the individual right to self-defense and the right to bear arms. 100% agree. The defense, here comes the defense, said that the law doesn't unduly frustrate individual rights and represents a reasonable legislative response to public safety concerns, such as mass situations. Well, the only problem is...
Situations, we have to phrase it that way.
Well, that's why I said unfortunate events.
Yes, they are unfortunate.
Extremely unfortunate.
I think those that have committed such atrocities should be held accountable for their actions.
Absolutely. But because it is also very unfortunate that the government and the media use these horrible events
to push a political agenda.
Exactly.
Yes.
And to refrain or constrict the rights of gun owners countrywide. Well, if gun owners in America were the problem, we'd be having a lot more problems. I'll let you guys do the research on that. Yes. How many guns per person there are in America.
Mm-hmm.
This is why people don't want to invade us.
That's right. They know that Americans are armed to the teeth. We are ready to fight and defend our country, our towns,
mm-hmm.
our states.
And that some of the most rebellious blood that has ever run through generations on this planet
mm-hmm.
resides in America.
Oh, yes.
Because they're from everywhere.
Yes.
Just putting that out there, too.
That's not correct. They're trying to hide behind the idea that it's not so infringy by saying it's not so infringy, meanwhile infringing. That's the whole point. They're doing extreme infringement on the actual face of the law. They don't have the permitting scheme in place. They don't have any of the answers. All they're going behind is, well, it's reasonable, and it doesn't really frustrate it. It just kind of irritates it. Very similar, again, going back to the New Mexico governor, this isn't a permanent mm-hmm. ban. This is just a suspension.
A suspension of your rights.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Is that like the 2 weeks to victory or whatever? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, all I can think of is four words that are so important that everyone with a third grade education will understand.
Do they know?
Shall not be infringed. You cannot.
Now, if you don't know exactly what that means, first of all, we have a video on it.
Yes.
Which I can link in a minute. But also, there's a thing called a dictionary.
Yes. You know,
so if you know what infringed means,
if you don't want to trust the dictionary, you know, they got Google.
And it will give you a very similar description.
Yep. It'll give you the definition.
You got the online Webster too.
Yeah.
Don't forget about that. Even at the source. Right now.
All right. Looking it up right now. Oh. You know what the word infringed means?
Frozen again.
Oh, I'm frozen again. Oh, no, I'm back. All right, here it is, people. I just looked it up. The definition of infringed. And this is from the American Heritage Dictionary of the English language, 5th edition. Number one, it's an intransitive verb. And number one, this is the definition. To transgress or exceed the limits of. To violate.
I've been violated.
Right. To defeat or invalidate. If they're trying to invalidate our rights, that's still infringing.
Mm-hmm.
To encroach on someone or something, engage in trespassing. Well, that really doesn't count on our rights unless you think they're trespassing.
They are encroaching on your right to have a firearm.
To keep and bear arms. That's every American citizen's right. American citizen.
Just saying. All right, so let's go back over here to the... Got on a little tangent. All
right.
It's all right.
They can call it whatever they want, but they're getting into splitting hairs and saying different words at different times to try to get past the courts.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
this
they
is
are.
Where we meet them. Now, one more thing for you. The plaintiffs also expressed concern that Oregonians may face long wait times to obtain the permit they need to buy a gun. The defense said the process wouldn't take longer than 30 days. Now, draw back to the New Mexico verbal decision that was...
Whoa. No longer than 30 days.
...to obtain the permit they need to buy a gun. The defense said the process wouldn't take longer than 30 days. Now, draw back to the New Mexico verbal decision that was given by the judge last week. Remember where how he cited the case that said a temporary infringement is still unacceptable because it's still an infringement upon the rights?
Uh-huh.
Rights cannot be infringed in a short term or a long term. The time frame doesn't matter. They just can't be infringed.
Right.
Sounds exactly. Clear?
These things are all interwoven, and that's why we cover this with such nuanced detail every single day, because as we get these things under our belt, they keep on coming up, and battle for freedom continues, and that is what I've got for you guys. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. I will keep you updated as this goes forward, and I hope you have an amazing night. Let me know what you guys think. I'll see you in the next one.
All right. Where am I going? Meh.
Where am I going? I don't know.
Okay, so that's the official update on what's going on with that. And
measure 114, and yeah. So
a bit of perspective of what measure 114 really entails, what it means for Oregonians, and could essentially mean for America as a whole if stuff like that continues to be passed.
Right.
Okay, so... let us know what you guys think about that in the comments. Do you disagree? Do you disagree? Why? Why not?
Why? If you're in support of it, let us know why.
If you're in support of it, do you understand why it is infringing on your rights? And if you do, why are you okay with that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
They're talking about in the name of public safety.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to get a lot of flack for this, but there's been a lot of atrocities happened back in 1938 onward in the name of public safety.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're talking about.
Right.
Somewhere in the European side of things.
Right.
Yeah. About 1938.
Yeah. Had an accent. Yeah.
In Deutschland. Deutschland. Oh, I thought he had a thing. Yeah, don't do that on air, it would be fun. Glare from the window right. That makes it look all funny.
Could be.
Eventually we'll put it up on the wall.
Right.
Somewhere.
I'm a big supporter of our Second Amendment rights. I'm a big supporter of our Bill of Rights, the First Ten Amendments. And if you don't know what they are, look them up, study them.
And we have done a few videos on some of them. We've done...
I recommend this.
The second.
I'm just saying.
You can get... Oh, we don't have one in here. I need to bring them up.
Maybe you don't have one. Get one.
Well, and like I've said, too, when we do start doing merchandise, because we can order those little, like, pamphlet-style constitutions.
Yeah.
And we can send those out to everybody for free.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see why not. I was going to say something else, and I don't remember what it was. It's all your fault.
All right. What else are we going to discuss?
Alright, we're moving on with some more Oregon legislature here.
Yeah.
And this is the page, the initial page where I get all this other stuff. So right. I went ahead
and looked at the Oregon State Legislature website. So that
you guys can see
where to get the press releases and the latest news.
You can always subscribe to it yourself. You know,
it's easy enough to do.
There's a lot of important information on here. Right here, just as an example, like what's going on with the schools? What are they trying to push with schools?
What are they actually doing?
Read between the lines.
Be aware.
Yeah.
Be involved.
And even if you're someone like me who doesn't put your children in public school, it's still important for us to know what is going on with other children out there.
Yes.
So that we can be aware and cautious about and informed about who our children are hanging out with.
Yes.
So, okay. Oregon House Republican leader. This one needs to be.
There we go.
Zoomed in a bit.
That should work.
I'll Salem, Oregon. What was this? September 29th. Current day is, there of course, the 1st of October.
Yep.
Happy All Hallows Month, by the way, everyone. Yes. House Republicans are committed to hearing all potential solutions to fix Measure 110. So, would you like to brief everybody who doesn't know what is Measure 110?
I'm going to give you the Reader's Digest version, mm-hmm. You know, just the cliff notes to it all. Measure 110 decriminalized hard drugs. It decriminalized psychedelic mushrooms, heroin, methamphetamine, cocaine. I froze again. I'm back again.
I don't know why it does that either.
I'm not sure why it does that, but let's see. Yep, there we go.
Okay.
So it decriminalizes all the hard drugs and usage. So if you're carrying it, if you're using it, they don't care. Yeah, it's not a crime anymore.
It's also the bill that has allowed them to give away drug paraphernalia.
Right. But wait, there's more. Who pays for that drug paraphernalia? Who pays for that? That's enabling factor.
You.
Right.
And you. And you. Me. And everyone else.
We all do. We're paying for it.
Yep.
Why are we paying for it? That's not what I signed up for.
And I didn't vote for it either.
So, I didn't vote for it. And those that did vote for it, I'm pretty sure they didn't vote for that either.
I don't think they realized what they were voting for.
Right. They're not reading the bills. They're not reading what's being put out there.
And they're not watching our videos.
Yes.
Come on, man. Oh. I'm just saying. Question everything. Let them together. All right. So, again, are you?
No. I don't think I. No, okay. I'm still moving around.
Okay, so House Republicans remain dedicated to advancing solutions to the crisis created by Measure 114. Oh, let's not forget, they also, they now have your overdose drug on pretty well every corner in Portland.
So, you did again.
Oh, I said 114, huh?
Yes, you did.
Pay attention. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Okay.
Hey, if you catch Billy doing something wrong or misspelling or misspeaking something.
And Butch, too.
Hell, yes. Nobody's perfect now.
That's why live shows are fun, though, because, you know, it's a little bit more, like, real. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, we're all human.
We're all human. We all make mistakes.
That's why we never claim to be professionals at anything.
No.
All right.
And as we're progressing, you see that everything else is progressing around us, and our equipment will get better in time. I guarantee it.
Well, and eventually, you know, we might even have a team. You know, even just one extra person to run this while we talk.
Yes, that'd be nice.
That would be wonderful. Just saying. Okay, with the announcement,
send applications to uncommonsense420@gmail.com.
Problem is, they have to just apprentice because or intern because we can't afford to pay you. It's just, you know, for the cause.
Yes.
Aye, for the cause.
And speaking of for the cause, Don't forget to go to Right Now Oregon to catch our latest episodes and episodes of all the right-leaning information and news related to Oregon.
All right. With the announcement of the Joint Addiction and Community Safety Response Committee, that's a mouthful, isn't it? The legislature... The legislature will soon begin to create legislation. Will they, though? Meant to advance bills in the last legislative session to address Oregon's drug and crime crisis.
That's right.
I'm sorry, but whoever wrote this, how many times are you going to make me say legislation? Like, come on. Okay, moving on a little bit. Ironically, the Democrats chosen to serve on this committee are the same members who refused to hear Republican solutions in their committees as chairs. While Republicans are happy to see movement on the issue, they are concerned it may be, I think they missed a word in there, too little too late.
No, they are concerned it may be too, maybe.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Too little, too late. Yeah.
Typo.
Whoever's doing the translation or dictation on this here,
pay attention. I don't know who typed it. Anyway. I don't know. Do they have editors on this stuff? Anyway. Sometimes I wonder about our modern day newspapers.
Yes.
Oh, man. You have to read through it like 3 times just to figure out what in the world did they say. And they'll have the longest run-on sentences.
Right.
Anyway, what do I know? I never had English class.
Or lit.
Yeah. Or writing 121.
No.
Journalism. Never took any of those.
Not a single one.
Anyway. The Democrat majority has allowed the drug crisis to worsen each day by ignoring nearly every opportunity to fix Measure 110 when we had the chance. I am relieved the Democrat leaders have finally reorganized the responsibility we have to address a problem exacerbated by their failed policies and prolonged by their inaction. However, the same people who helped create the problem and continue to perpetuate said problem will not fix Measure 110.
Will not solve the problem.
Exactly. Sorry, I skipped down another line. But either way, it turned out the same. okay, so they will not solve the problem. House Republicans are committed to hearing all potential solutions to fix Measure 110 and urge Democrats to do the same. Said House Republican Leader Jeff Helrich.
Republican.
Okay, where was that other part though that we were talking about? Was it this one down here?
Well, if you want, go to the site, click on the link, it'll bring it up in PDF format. You can read the document yourself. Stay informed.
Measure 110's shortcomings have fallen most heavily on drug users in every community across Oregon. And if you're trying to say that you're not seeing it in your rural area, I'm going to call BS.
Yes, most definitely, because...
because we are even seeing it in the hills of the basin. Way out in the boonies, you guys. Right. I was just telling Butch the bike path over by... high school.
Mm-hmm. How they have tents.
There's at least 2 tents over there right now. Possibly more. And I also want to say that this is nothing against people who are actually homeless and really struggling, but why are they still homeless? How long have they been homeless? How did they get homeless? And why are they still struggling? Right. With all this money and everything, legislation that's been pushed forward in Oregon, how are these people still on the streets? How are they still struggling with all this horrible drug addiction? And if Measure 110 was such a good idea, why is it getting worse?
Failed experiment from the
Which is what this article or this letter here is pointing out. But I want us to think about this as citizens. Like, how is this really affecting your own community? And if you're trying to tell me that you're not seeing it there, then you're not paying attention.
No, you're not.
Because if it's popping up in the hills, it's popping up in your town.
Yes, it is.
So, with that said, send us your videos. Where are you from? What county is it?
I know we
don't have the name yet. Anonymous.
Population of less than 1,000. That has a serious drug problem.
Mm-hmm. And it's leaking into, well, that little town out there that's like, it's less than 500 people in the whole town.
Yeah.
And they're starting to see it out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple people out there that keep wandering back and forth through the town, claiming that they're travelers.
Yeah. No.
And where do they like to stop? Parks.
Yeah.
You live clear out in the middle of nowhere and you can't even send your child to the park across the street without worrying because some traveler is over there doing Lord knows what and yelling at himself.
Yeah.
This is a problem.
Sitting there doing hair wrong.
Just saying.
Yes.
But, okay, so since implementation overdoses have rose 61%. Go back. My bad. I didn't actually mean to click that. Compared to the 13% nationally. So nationally we have rose 13% in overdoses, which is already bad. Oregon alone, it's 61%.
Nationally, across the United States, it's rose 13%.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But Oregon is 61% of that 13%.
No.
No, Oregon has 61%.
No, we rose 61% from what it was last year.
We have rose 61% overall from what it was right before Measure 110.
That's right.
Like, that's crazy, dude. Over half as many people are added to the previous overdoses.
Right.
So, however many, let's go with 1,000. Let's just say out of 100 people, out of 100 people is an easy number. 61 of those people.
No.
More than 61 of those people are going to overdose.
If you had 100 overdoses last year,
it's going to be 161 now. That's what it's going to be.
Right.
Yeah.
And as it says here, on average, 3 Oregonians die each day from unintentional drug overdose.
Three on average. So today it could be one.
Right.
Tomorrow
could be five.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that acceptable to you? It's not to me.
Is it acceptable if it's your brother or your child, your parent, your cousin?
This next section that we're going to talk about.
Your best friend?
About overdoses and everything and how it affects people. I know it has personally affected my family from a fentanyl drug overdose.
And, that right there?
Yeah.
It is 50 times stronger than heroin.
Yeah.
I know we've all seen the clips from all across the country, is it Kensington? There's one of those cities over there. Anyways, and you see it from Portland now too, where they're all like humped over. I guess they call it the fentanyl crawl.
Yeah. They're not
crawling.
No.
They're sitting. They're all humped over. They'll be standing and just like literally folded in half.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Let's see. For all ages, fentanyl overdoses surged nearly 600% between 2019 and 2021 and killed Oregon's teenagers at a higher rate than any other state. The Oregon Health Authority reports that the amount of seized fentanyl in Oregon's high-intensity drug trafficking areas increased from 690 counterfeit pills in 2018 to more than 2 million in 2022.
That's right.
So, how is this fixing anything? It's not.
Well, it is. If you look at it from an outside perspective, say you wanted to reduce the carbon footprint by a lot. So what you did is you removed the carbon itself. I'm talking about depopulation people.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Well, yeah, we could get into a whole thing about that.
We will on a future episode.
Uh-huh. Some after show at some point.
Definitely have to be an after show.
Yeah, there's certain things that we want to talk about them. We want to provide you guys the information. But simultaneously, there's too much going on YouTube.
There is.
And you guys know what we're talking about. So in order for us to go ahead and get that information out safely without, you know, jeopardizing the show altogether and what little progress we have made, then we'd rather just put it on a platform that we know is pro-free speech and isn't going to demonetize us or our opinions.
Right. Just because I have a differing opinion than the person who's listening or watching this video right now doesn't mean that I should have to sacrifice the hard work, labor, the love, the money, everything else that's gone into putting into it, that goes into putting the show on every week. So,
and we understand that there's a lot of frustration with Rumble as users. We talked about it before because as users, we're all used to YouTube and all of its conveniences. And Rumble freezes often. Their app is known not to work, which I personally even just re-downloaded it the other day. Couldn't get it to work. I couldn't sign in, nothing. It wouldn't accept anything. And yet I go over to my Chrome app and I can open a tab and go to Rumble just fine.
Right.
Now it does freeze a lot. You don't have your skip forward and skip back.
Right.
So that's a little frustrating. You have to use the time bar and it freezes almost every time you move it. Anyway.
I think it's you.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I might think it was just me because it just doesn't like me. But if you look on like the app reviews and stuff like that,
right, it all says the same thing, similar stories. Right.
Anyway, so
well, I'm trying to stick up for you. I'm trying to be devil's advocate. So
you know, frustrating to be on Rumble, but simultaneously, we have to try to support alternative tech. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because otherwise there's no way for us to get out all the information.
No.
So
we have
to be sure to check out our channel over there, because anything that has been taken out or taken down from this channel, we have tried to put it on there.
Right.
So that you guys can still get that.
You can still find our shows mainly on YouTube, Spotify, and Rumble. There will be bonus material on alternate social media besides YT, so.
So, back to the whole Measure 110 thing real quick. Yes. We're just going to wrap it up here pretty soon.
Sounds good.
Buyer's remorse. Go figure, huh?
Yeah.
So, they're sending this whole bill back to the voters. Let me close that one because it keeps popping up and annoying me. All right. Senate Republicans urge legislature to refer Measure 110 back to voters to decide. So with all of that rise in overdoses and deaths and everything else, let's see what Mr. Tim Knopp has to say. Oregonians have spoken clearly. They don't feel they were told the whole truth about Measure 110. Now it is the legislature's job to hear voters and respond to their concerns. Communities across Oregon feel the drug addiction crisis worsening. As we were just saying,
yep.
We need a solution, and we need it now. The Senate Republican caucus will ask the newly formed Joint Addiction and Community Safety Response Committee to consider a bill referring Measure 110 back to Oregon voters. So announced today, which this was the 29th, just a couple days ago, announced today, Democrat leaders have created blah, blah, blah committees, safety committee. Okay. Senator Tim Knopf will represent the voice of Senate Republicans on the committee. Recent polling tells us 63% of voters would support bringing back criminal penalties for the possession of hard drugs.
Hard drugs.
Hard drugs.
You know, things that are chemically manufactured.
Because Measure 110 had nothing to do with marijuana.
No.
That was a whole different thing. Okay. 65% of voters felt that Measure 110 has made addiction and overdoses in the state of Oregon worse. 63% of voters felt that Measure 110 has worsened the homelessness crisis. Indeed.
My latest visit up to Portland would... As an example where I seen many a tent all over the place. I see tents, I see RVs, campers, you know, little trailers all parked along the side of the road. Mm-hmm. People living out of them.
You're starting to see it in weird places too.
Yeah.
Weird places.
Very weird places. Starting to see it closer to home here too.
And there is an extra link I threw in there for you guys to check out. I just think it's some important it's some important information because I learned to talk yesterday. But I'll let you guys check it out, and I don't know, one of these days we might cover it if we feel it's become extremely significant. But it was just some extra information, so it's in the description below for your reading convenience.
That's right.
Yes, indeed.
Indubitably.
All right.
With that, I think we're going to wrap up the show. Don't forget to tune in for the after show where Rumble.
And if it's on Rumble, it'll be on Right Now Oregon. So right. We can't really say it's exclusive to Rumble.
No, but it'll be on Right Now Oregon as well. And we should have a link to them in the description down below.
Sure do.
That's right.
And if you can't find it in there for whatever reason, it's rightnoworegon.com.
That's right. And if you want to see our videos on this content, or even videos on how we produce this content, stay tuned for the after show.
All right.
With that, until next time, don't believe the nonsense.
Stay in common.